Yeah.
Ooh, side two, side B?
Yeah.
I'll probably hear all this creaking of the rocking chair. I'll probably be sorry.
Yeah, that's probably not the best place.
Oh, well, you win some, you know, that's because you didn't have to bring a podium. Too bad. All right. Okay, ask, everyone ask God now. God, show me a picture of how you see me from the two perspectives we've just talked about, and let me feel at this point, just skip the pen and paper and all that. This is like a meditation. Okay? So, and ask him to let you feel how he feels about you, his love and approval from those two perspectives. When you've got something, raise your hand. We're going to go through this a lot faster than we would if we were just doing it at home by ourselves. Okay, I'm just trying to teach you how to do it. All right, just ask him now, God, show me now how you see me from these two perspectives. And let me feel how you feel about me. Let those walls come down that you've put up between his love and approval and yourself. All right, as you see a picture or get a feeling, just raise your hands. We have almost everybody, if not everybody, so we're just going to go around the room. And if you didn't get anything, fine. We're going to try again in a minute. All right, Lisa, what'd you get? Here, I can't see you. So. Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
Well, with the idea of when he created me, I just saw a baby that he's really excited about. Mm-hmm. And that how he was excited. Like, when you see your kid, you start to realize they're going to look like your
Can you speak a little louder? I can't hear you.
Oh, sure. When he was creating me, I saw myself as a baby that he was excited about.
Yeah.
And excited about the gifts and callings and stuff he was putting in me, like we are about our children and what we see in them. And then from eternity, I saw myself as a beautifully adorned princess. And he said, a worthy bride.
Wonderful.
And, you know, grown up.
Yeah.
I looked a lot better than I ever hoped. So that was kind of good news.
You know, I tell a lot of people, you know, the good news is way better than you think, buddy. It is. It really is. The good news is off the hook. Okay, did you have a feeling that went with it?
Just kind of awe at the princess, like, that's me at the end of all this? Like, whoa.
If you realize that you're in your infancy down here, and if you realize that if we are going to live to be more than a million, how old are you when you are 100? You can kind of calm down a bit what tough and mature adults you are. I always say I get no respect. When I go up to heaven, everybody treats me like I'm 8 and a half. You know, they're not like going, Richard, please help us figure out the Palestinian situation. You know, it's much simpler. I find it much easier to be a child of God than try to pretend I'm a big, tough adult who has everything together. And yet I'm very dependable. I make money. I'm my appointment's on time. I'm able to keep up with any, quote, adult that I know, but I don't have the terrible burden of the self-importance that goes with it. Humility is fun. Self-importance and arrogance is dragging. You should just avoid it for that reason. Being humble is actually very entertaining. Okay, how about you, Linda?
He's got a general overview. Like when he looks at me, he sees like a...
Speak up louder.
Please. He sees a spinning, dancing light that just... It's kind of like a firefly, but it's bigger and brighter and bolder than that.
Wonderful.
And as far as the feeling goes, it's just a sense of being enveloped in a warm embrace of love from cheek to cheek, you know.
And what were the feelings that went with that? Though you described some of them. Go ahead.
It was just a warm, comfortable, secure place.
You feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Good. One woman I have that never had a vision in her life saw herself as a little Lego person riding around on his shoulder with this incredible sense of security. And she kept thinking back to that. She's 42 and she's never seen a vision in her life. And she keeps thinking back to that over and over and over, the little Lego person. Amy, did you get something? Okay. Nancy?
I just saw myself like I was when I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. I liked to go to this one little kind of grassy knoll area that was in my neighborhood, and I would lay on my back and look up at the clouds and, you know, watch the clouds go by and imagine they were like this. And I just saw the Lord laying down next to me. We were both laying on our backs looking up at the clouds, and he just said, I just love hanging out with you doing nothing at all like this.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, and it just made me feel so like, I don't know. Just that feeling you get when like there's somebody with you who's just enjoying you. And you just feel like so like together with them, you know. I don't know. It's hard to put into words.
That's nice.
They're really good, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All right, Debbie, how about you?
Well, I didn't get anything at first, and I was just wondering what that was all about, because it's not hard for me to imagine being with Jesus, but... So I thought, okay, well, what's going on? And I was in a big field. I love being outdoors. I love the setting here. And I was sitting on a log. And what's that all about? And then Jesus and the Holy Spirit came, pulled me up. It's almost as though I was hiding. Pulled me up and then turned me around, and we walked towards Father God, and he was probably about as close as you are to
uh-huh.
So he wasn't really far off, but it was somebody was going,
yeah,
I'm waiting for you to come. I've been so busy the last couple of days, it doesn't surprise me this is what's come up, to get ready to come here. So the feeling is want being wanted. And I got that feeling when I walked in here from Nancy, and from I've known Linda from somewhere else, and you and Rebecca, the ones I don't even know, Linda. Yeah, I just felt welcome.
Isn't that nice?
It's a very nice feeling.
It's wonderful. All right, how about Linda?
Okay, so I saw myself as a beautiful young woman without care, standing before him in the garden, my yard, and. How do you feel about me? I asked, and he said, you are my dearly loved. Felt true. I feel very protective of you. Felt good. I enjoy your beauty and gentleness. Felt seen.
Mm-hmm.
I love your quietness. Felt appreciated. I receive your trust.
Lovely. How about the feelings of what?
So what I heard you ask was, how do you feel about me? And I asked him, how do you feel about me? And so this is what he said, how he felt about me. I feel very protective of you. I enjoy your beauty and gentleness. I love your quietness. I receive your trust. So is that not...
How did you feel? What did you feel?
Okay, well, I didn't hear you ask that question earlier, so I didn't check into that. Do you want me to try that now?
But we're gonna go around again.
Perfect.
So,
when
the feeling, everybody, you know, I mean, there's no right and wrong answer here. The main thing is, how do you feel when we're done? What's the fruit in your life? Are you energized? Are you powerful? Are you able to hit hard for the kingdom of God? Are you able to have more fun? Pick a bunch of positives, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to, Rebecca, I'm going to get right to you. So when we take in the feelings, this is often more challenging for people than the pictures. When we take in the feelings, take them in like you would savor fine wine, fancy meal, a beautiful moment in your life. Drink it in, because most of us are kind of like dry sponges in this sense. We're just sort of going through life, you know, on half, you know, a quarter of a tank of gas here. And the difference in my life since I've started to feel actually loved and enjoyed by God, which happened when I was 47, and I was a clergyman before that for a good long time, is massive. I mean, there's a huge difference in the attitude that I have, the energy that I have, the joy that I have, the pleasure I take in. You can put me in a box and I can have fun. I really don't. I don't really need to be fluffed, told I'm wonderful, or anything else. We told Gary and I went and did a, I don't know, an outreach together, and we had badges saying we were the prayer captains, and we were talking to the people who run it. And I said, they were talking, kind of worried we'd go crazy with power because we had a little plastic badge. It cost $2. And I said, you know what? We're pre-fluffed. We're fluffed already. You don't have to fluff us. You don't have to tell us we're wonderful. It's fine. We're good, you know? So I like to think of myself as pre-fluffed. You know? All right, Rebecca, what'd you get?
Well, first, he just made it very clear to me that he knew how special I would be. Now, I just kind of sat down. But he gave me, I had a picture, and it's hard just getting the picture. It's kind of hard to kind of put it all into words because I'm not a very wordy person. But it was a beautiful, beautiful flower. It was white. And Jesus was just like, this is you. And you're so beautiful. And he was telling me that I had this beautiful fragrance. And I was so cherished. It was just, not only was he cherishing me, but I really felt it was just beautiful. I was just this beautiful flower.
And you're, and just for fun, I'm saying, describe your feelings. I mean, there's a lot of feeling in what you're saying, but just for fun, try to describe your feelings.
Try to describe that. A closeness and a warmth, and I think it just goes back to what he told me in the very beginning. An unbelievable,
Wonderful. Hey, you guys are doing great. Isn't this fun? Got it, man. It's pretty good. Okay, what do you want? What you got, Kim?
Oh, well, first he said marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. And then, which is not me at all. And then it was like marshmallow clouds.
Yeah.
You know, so like it was real kind of spongy and like all... Like if you lay back in it, all soft and kind of gooey. And then he started rubbing the little hairs in the back of my ear. And that made all the little hairs going down my ear tubes like go like this. Yeah.
Oh, you're so entertaining.
That's pretty good, Randy. So what were your feelings?
I guess I was getting more the picture of maybe that he sees me as softer than I
perceive
see myself.
Right.
You know, and we were maybe because we were talking on the way over here about that, like we were talking about Sarah and I teaching at that rough school and like having these exterior of like, you know, and
But, you know, he knows the real me, right? And it's just mushy and, like, I'm just kind of cute and...
Well, in his presence. In his presence. Sure, I know you can be tough. Gary, did you have something?
I saw myself as a tree. But I was a small tree. It wasn't a big tree, but I was a very unusual tree. It's real hardwood, and I was a very unusual tree. And I saw myself as a gem. And I wasn't a big gem, but I was a real sort of a rare or very unusual kind of a gem. So.
Mm-hmm. Was there good feelings involved too in it?
Well, I felt good. I mean, I felt good about it.
Good. All right. At the very end, I've got a couple to go around, so that'll be, I'll talk about a couple of mine at that point. Okay, we're going to do this one more time. I'm just trying to teach you how to do this. When you're on your own, is there any reason to hurry through having God dote on you, hold you, love you, cuddle you? No, not at all. Take 15 minutes, take half an hour, take a day. I mean, but I still need to show you how to go deeper. And you can continue, almost like a scuba diver, to take into the genre of his love and approval or his ocean. You can go deeper, deeper, deeper. So there's a deeper revelation of the same thing. Okay, so that's what I want to show you how to do. You can do this on your own. You don't need someone to facilitate this for you. Feel free to tell anybody you want to about this. Whatever. I've seen a lot of people's lives really change for the better just by doing this simple exercise. Kind of like that, right? But the best stuff that Nancy and I do, basically, we get through revelation are... Nancy has her own process that's sort of like revelation, I think. Right? Yeah, it's revelation is just a little different than mine. All right, you ready to try again? All right, so, okay, everything you just said, that's we're going to arbitrarily call that 20%. So say, thank you, God, for
20%. Thank you, God, for 20%.
Can I have 30?
Can I have 30?
Okay, so same thing, pictures, feelings. Savor the feelings. Take them in. All right, as you've gotten your second set of pictures and feelings, put your hands up. Okay, I think we can go around again. Again, remember, I'm hurrying this. There's no need to hurry when you do it by yourself. Okay, Lisa, what'd you get?
Well, this time the baby had a suitcase in her stomach, and he was packing in everything I was going to need for my life. And so it was like a whole toolkit. And then that made me think of how somebody once told me that I had a fear of heights spiritually. So,
well, that's interesting.
So I was thinking about that, and then I saw this little pair of wings in there.
Oh!
And I thought, well, heights wouldn't be scary if you had wings to fly, would it? So then it could actually be fun, because I think of heights as tall buildings fall off and die, you know? And the idea of heights with wings was like, well, then it would be playtime, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be so serious. And so then I saw the Eternity Bee, and sure enough, she had wings. And I was like, okay, so wings fly, this is a good thing.
Okay. Now, all of you are speaking with a lot of feeling, but I'm still going to talk to you about your feelings because I want you to be aware there's two different dimensions here. Don't neglect the feeling ones. The people who are the most scarred and the most hurt have the hardest time with the feelings. So when you're teaching other people, don't let them off the hook on the feelings because we need those feelings, okay? Yeah, in other words, it's not very good if you're hungry to get a Bon Appetit magazine and look at nice pictures of food. All right? Okay. How about you, Linda?
Well, the original light turned into fireworks, so it was like, and they were shooting up into the air and arcing and landing in different places in the world. And to be honest, the only thing I can think of is why I would get that picture is because I have a tendency to want to be a hermit and hide.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking maybe he's showing me that, you know, you're not meant to be a hermit and hide. You're not meant to be in a hole and just live your life day to day, you know, just in existing, you know, in a stall pattern. You know, you're meant to shoot off and fly and have energy and light and brightness and not just for yourself or for your family, but the world in general, everywhere, and all these different places. They're just sparkling, going off and hitting different places.
That's awesome. So how'd you feel?
Well, to start with, I actually felt kind of afraid because it was kind of like, I don't know what you're trying to say, but that's not me. But then, you know, after that initial fear burns off, then it's like an exciting thing. It's like an excitement and a relief that there's a purpose for me, you know, that I'm not just meant to sit here and veg.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. Amy, I saw that you got something.
When I was a little girl, I always wanted to dance. All my life I wanted to dance. And my mother wanted me to play the piano. And so the studio that I went to, they had dancing and then they had music. And so I remember always going and watching them dancing. Ballerina. So I used to go home and pretend I was a ballerina. So what he showed me was that he asked me if I would take his hand and would I start dancing with him. And then the next thing I saw was that, you know, we were walking along the beach. A lot of times when I spend quiet time, it isn't that I get a whole lot of, you know, visual things, but I have a very deep sense of his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when I feel like I'm just literally being lifted right out of a chair. And so so what I felt was, first of all, I felt a tremendous amount of love from him, and he was almost wooing me.
Isn't that beautiful?
And drawing me, and, you know. And I know that's what he's doing in my life right now, in another measure.
That's awesome. It's beautiful. Listen, I want to just mention something, you guys. There's a couple different kinds of humility, and one type of humility is to admit who you are in Christ, to accept at times that you are an authority, that you're one of the older kids, that you have something to offer that needs to be respected. But there's another kind of humility where you admit that God loves you and that you need it. And that makes a lot of us wiggly as can be. You see what I mean? We can be big tough guys, or we can, you know, do all this stuff. But there's different kinds of humility. So I just want you guys to think about that. And about how letting yourselves be little before the Lord, letting yourself be adored. You see how that's a different kind of humility? Because you're letting go for a minute of your vision of your scabby self. And that takes humility, doesn't it? It's a change. Okay, Nancy, what you got?
I saw the Lord, he had this, what do you call it, a roller when you're painting, okay? And so he took it, and he had this great big bucket of really, really thick pink paint. And he took the roller, and he stuck it in the bucket, and he just started, like, painting me. It's going all over me. And then he's sticking it in there, and he puts some more on, and he's going, here, have some more sloppy agape.
Sloppy agape.
Yeah. That was so funny. I could feel it everywhere. And so then, everywhere, there are these great big buckets of this pink paint, and then we start like throwing it at each other. It's all the sloppy agape. It was a blast.
So what did you feel?
I felt like I was, at first I felt like I was getting like a massage, and then it was just like it felt great, like I could still feel them on my skin, you know. It just feels really, really fun.
Wonderful.
It was.
All right, Debbie, how about you?
Well, I didn't get far enough in the first one, so I went back to the same place where I was approaching the Father, and he was happy to have me there. And so I think I got a taste of what you were just explaining about humility, because the closer I got, the younger I got. And at one point, Holy Spirit pulled off what, like a facade, and I was a child, and we were holding hands, dancing around the Father, and it seemed like I got younger and younger, but we were just laughing. Well. I wasn't quite as hilarious as you, but it was a joyful time. That was the feeling. Oh. Lots of joy. Freedom, joy.
That's wonderful. God sees us as children. He doesn't think we're big, tough adults. He says, at least you become as a little child, you will no wise enter the kingdom. What do you know? He meant it. All right, Linda, how about you?
Jesus suggested that we go to the hammock. And so we lay down together, and the word shelter from Psalm 91 was really just spoken.
Thank you, Lord.
It was spoken out loud over and over again. And I felt very peaceful. And a sense of intense urgency to be held, which he was happy to comply and provide. Mm-hmm. In his arms, I felt his arms be so strong, and he said, I bless you to be important. Mm-hmm. And I felt the safety of being hidden in his knowing me. I feel peaceful and safe and known. I feel shalom.
Beautiful. All right. How about you?
This is funny because in my visions, I've always seen myself with Jesus, and it's just kind of strange that he did this flower thing, and now it's just such an opposite thing. I've had to really concentrate on it for a while. I don't really. Is this what I'm really seeing? And it was a rock.
Oh,
and but it was. It had kind of some height to it. It was how he was seeing me. But he was saying he had a lot of confidence in me. And
that's awesome. Really, come on, I like that.
Yeah. And a lot of confidence. And the rock represented strength.
Wonderful.
And so, yeah.
See, this exercise is taking seconds, and I'm just asking you honestly, do you think you're going to feel more confident in your everyday life?
Yes, by going back.
Yes.
And on to this. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I would like to spend more time.
Well, you're not going to have somebody bugging you when you do this by yourself. You stay there forever. You can stay there all day if you want, and you should. Okay, remember, I'm just trying to teach you something. But now, do you guys like listening to this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like, does it seem authentic to you?
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem like these people are making this stuff up? No, that's really how God feels about us. Some of this stuff you couldn't make up. I'm a prophetic guy, and during the renewal, I'd pray for sometimes 400 people in a night and prophesy for them. And you know, for 2 years, I prayed for people, and I'd say things like, "God sees you, and He sees your beauty, and He sees your power, and He sees the joy that's in you, and He delights in you." It took me 2 years, because I'm not real sharp, and I went, "Hey, He feels that way about me." So I was giving it out, but I couldn't take it in. And it took me 2 years, and finally go, it can't be that He feels that way about everybody else and not me. Come on. It's awesome, isn't it? All right, Randy.
Well, I saw like one of those like Asian fans. It was closed and it shot out of the cloud and it opened like that.
Yeah.
And then like when it opened, it was all pretty and like, you know, bright colors and things like that. And then the fan was like a flower doing that, and like it was just different pictures of like blooming or something, and then I would just hear like open up, open up, open up, open up, like that. And then he, instead of like just rubbing right here, he would rub like the whole way around my ear. And like it's really like touch your ear there, like there's a whole bunch of little trigger points, yeah, like you're all the little hairs, they make you feel all these things, and then it just like gets tingly down in my ears. I had a thought though when I was saying it. I think that my whole life I sometimes will walk into a random place, like it'll just be a store or something, and there'll be like a clerk or a maid or a random person, but usually a female. And all of a sudden, I feel them like they have this special, like a motherly kind of a touch, but they're not touching me. They're touching something they're about to give me. And you know how it just like, you feel good. And it feels like that, like he's just reminding me, like you just feel so good.
And so the emotions you felt while that was
I guess accepted or like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like the joy. I mean, I don't have kids, so it's hard to say. I don't have any kids of the mine, so. But I would think that a parent feels like that about you. Like, they watch you do things and become stuff, and they go, ah! Like,
that's right. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. See, here's the good news, folks. God actually loves you, approves of you, enjoys you, thinks you're funny, wants to hang out with you, will do stupid things with you. He will do smart things with you.
For that, I think.
He helped me fix my lawnmower. The squirrels came and ate the fuel lines of my lawnmower, and I'm really not very mechanical at all. I'm a good cook, but I'm a bad mechanic. I tried to fix it. Wouldn't work, wouldn't work, wouldn't work, wouldn't work. I said, God, I'm not good at this. Will you help me do this? And it's just like he sat with me, kind of like Andy of Mayberry with Opie. And Opie's going like, you know. And we did it. We got all these little tiny fittings and got it all back together. But, you know, I was happy to get my lawnmower fixed, but I was more happy. It was such a nice memory. It was like maybe fishing with this really super dad who showed you how to bait the hook and do all this stuff. So the Lord will do all sorts of things with you. He loves to spend time with you. He's omnipresent, omnipotent. He's not too busy to do the smallest thing with you or the biggest thing. You know, you can have him at the biggest moment of your life or the biggest moment of your year, or you can have him to do your toenails. I tell you for real, he'll do your toenails with you. You know, he'll do any. Why? Because it's just like playing games with your kids. You play. I used to play with dollies, and I grew up in an extremely rough environment with no feminine, hardly anything around. When my daughter came along, I used to play with dollies and enjoy it. I like dollies, you know, but I didn't used to like dollies. So, you know, that's kind of how God is. Gary, what'd you get?
I saw myself in this room, and there was a fire going. It was real cold outside. It was kind of chaotic outside. And I was wrapped up in a blanket, and I was warm. And I happened to look over, and the Lord was sitting there. I didn't even know He was there. I looked over, and He was sitting there, and he smiled at me. And I felt like I was real safe. It was kind of unsafe and environment around, but where I was very safe.
Well, nice. All right, I'm going to just tell you a couple of other people's experiences. Because I think they're interesting, and some are much like, many people have experiences like yours where they're a child or there's some sort of version of young, little, whatever, but there's no right or wrong in this. I had a couple of mine. I'm usually busy doing this with other people, but a couple of mine. One was I saw myself as an aircraft carrier cutting through the water with all these jets on that were being prepared for their part of the fight. And so I was carrying them towards their goal. And it was important for some reason that it was peacetime. I don't know, but I think there's a fight coming that we're being prepared for. Another thing that happened to me that was very physical and I thought was really funny. I got to 50%. And the weight of the Lord, have any of you felt the kabod of God or the heaviness of God come on you? It started pressing on my chest and my belly so hard I couldn't breathe. So I got to 50%. And I had to quit because I was just inches from blacking out. Because my stomach was barely going up and down and my chest wouldn't go anymore. So that's the furthest I ever got was 50%. So I quit because I couldn't breathe. So Nancy had a good one. When she comes back, I'll get her to tell hers. But I'll tell you this one. This is one of my... I'll tell you two of my favorites, and I'll let Nancy finish because hers is kind of funny and inventive. I had a young man come in. He's really got kind of low self-esteem, and he really shouldn't. He's about 18, 19 years old. And one of my favorite young men. Very prophetic, and I've counseled him off and on through time. So I showed him how to do this exercise. And the first picture he got was himself in shining armor, and he saw himself as a knight, and he saw himself, you know, beloved of God and enjoyed of God. And that was really very cool. And I said, okay, that's wonderful. That's 20%. Now let's ask God for 30%. And so he went in again. And then he got this stricken look on his face. I can't really duplicate the look. He was obviously completely blown away. And he says in this little voice, he said, Richard, I think I went right to 40%. And I said, well, what do you see? And he said, Jesus, right in the moment, was on, hanging on the cross, staring him in the eyes, saying, I approved of you while I was on the cross. Whoa. That's pretty intense. There's another one. That was probably my third or fourth try at this exercise with people. I do a lot of weird things with people, and I always sort of hope they'll work out. And it's too bad about those poor people who had to be, you know, hospitalized. But anyway, I was trying this, because a lot of this depends on the Lord showing up. You know, I'm going to look real stupid if this doesn't work. And actually, this is the wrong exercise. This is for tomorrow night. Okay, hold that story for tomorrow night. Nancy, tell them about the swamp.
The Everglades?
Yeah, Nancy did this exercise and...
Oh, yeah, I did this. There's two that I had that have really touched me deeply. One was I saw, when I asked the Lord, how do you see me, how do you appreciate me and stuff, I saw the Everglades, and I could see all of the interesting, unusual animals underneath the water, and then the ones kind of up in the trees, and then the foliage and stuff. And I heard the Lord say, I appreciate you, like the Everglades is beautiful and exotic and wild and dangerous.
Isn't that fun? I couldn't come up with that picture.
I mean, it really surprised me. It was like, because I think I really am a mixed bag, you know what I mean? And I think I can really bless people amazingly and offend them amazingly as well. But to have him approve of me being like that, kind of like unconventional and objectionable and stuff like that, it just made me feel really like, okay, you know what, I guess you just get the package, that's all. And then you approve of me of that. The other one, that was the first one I ever saw, the first time we ever did this exercise, and I saw myself, I was walking along this corridor, and there were, like, you know, the kind of funhouse mirrors, the ones that are all distorted. And there was a series of mirrors, and I saw the Lord smashing each mirror as I walked past, and he said, that's the false picture of yourself that you learned from your mother, and I'm smashing that. Mm-hmm. And then he turned and he said, behold, your new mother, and the spirit of wisdom was standing there. Mm-hmm. And I, like, ran to the spirit of wisdom, and I put my arms around the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit of wisdom put their arm around me, and he said, behold, your new mother.
All right. So, Nancy, if you can finish this however you want. I'm done with my piece.
Okay.
And
let me turn that off. I've got to turn that off.
Okay.